So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned, Geizer Gezeris Shebi Yushalayim, Hayinaitlin Scharin Tishim Metesha Mona Metrumas Alishka. The noteworthy judges were supported from the Trumas Alishka, from which they received an annual salary of 99 mana. The Gemara continues with others who were also Naitlin Schar Metrumas Alishka. They were paid from the Trumas Alishka. Mevakri Mumin Shebi Yushalayim, the experts who inspected the Karbanis for blemishes. Tamid Chacham Hamalam Den Hilcha Shechita LeKahanim. Tamid Chacham who taught the Kahanim the laws of Shechita. Tamid Chacham Hamalam Den Hilcha Kmitza LeKahanim. The Tamid Chacham who taught the Kahanim the laws of Kmitza, the handful separated from the Menachis. The reason for the above three is because they are Tzarchi Karbanis. The Gemara adds, Megiei Svarim Shebi Yerushalayim Hayu Noitlin Schar Metrumas Alishka. The people who inspected the Svarim in Yerushalayim also received their salary from the Trumas Alishka. As Rashi explains, because Ro Beznin Shemesatzlin, Vifkiru Trumas Alishka Lekach. Beznin initiated the use of the Trumas Alishka for this purpose when they realized that people were lax in inspecting their svar. Also, Amr Rav Nachman Amr Rav, Nashim Ha'argis B'Pareiches, Neitleis Scharan Mitrumas Alishka. The women who would weave the curtains received their salary from the Trumas Alishka. However, Va'ani Aymer Mikachi Bedek Abayis. Rav Nachman holds that they received their salary from the Bedek Abayis fund. The pareiches are tzarchi binyan, structural needs. And the Gemara cites a braisa which supports Rav, and therefore makes the following distinction. There are two categories of pareiches, and they were paid for from different funds. Bedik abayis, paid for pareiches tachas binyan, as Rashi explains, kagan pareiches hamavdilois. Ben heichel lekotcha akadoshim shoyi b'mikdash sheni, b'mokam amatraksin, sh'asa shlem b'vinyan rishon. These curtains, which replaced the wall between the Heichal and Kutcha Kutchim, were considered structural and therefore paid for from the Bedek Abayis funds. And Trumas Alishka paid for Bidivavi, as Rashi explains, Bepereches Shekeneged HaPsachim, Delitzniusa Avidi. The curtains in the doorways, which were to maintain privacy, were considered Tzarchi Karbanis and therefore paid for from the Trumas Alishka funds. The Gemara continues in cites a braisa. Nashim HaMegadlis B'nein Lepara, the Tanakhama says that the women who raised their sons to prepare the Mechatas received their salary from Trumas Alishka because they are Tzarchi Karbanis. Abishol says that they did not receive a salary, but rather wealthy women provided for them privately. Rav Huna asked Rav if the utensils used for the Mizbeach may be paid for from Bedek Abayis. Do we say, Tzarech Mizbeach Ninu, Umekotche Bedek Abayis Asu, they're purchased from Bedek Abayis, since they're used for the Mizbeach Achitzen, which is a structure, or Oy Tzarech Karben Ninu, Umechumas Alishka Hoye Oysen Oysen. The Klisharis come from Chumas Alishka because they are used for the Karbanis. Rav responded, Einasen Elim Chumas Alishka. The Gemara mentions a contradiction of two psukim which are speaking of Bedek Abayis. One pasuk states, "V'chachaloisim heviu lefnei haMelech b'hayada es shahar kesef, v'yaseo kelim leveis Hashem klei sharis v'gaimer," which implies that klei sharis were purchased from the remainder of Bedek Abayis. However, the second pasuk states, "Ach lo yaseh beis Hashem sveis v'gaimer, ki lo'isa hamalocha yitnu." One may not purchase klei sharis with Bedek Abayis, because Bedek Abayis is designated for the worker's salary. And the Gemara explains Loi Kasha. Ka'an she'gavu vohisira. Klei sharis may be purchased with the leftover money of Bedek Abayis. However, ka'an she'gavu vohisira. Klei sharis may not be purchased with the basic money of Bedek Abayis. Regarding the remaining money, the Gemara explains Lev Bezdin Masnalein. Im hutzruchu hutzruchu vimlav yu l'klei sharis. When Bezdin collects the monies for Bedek Abayis, it is understood that the remaining funds shall be used for klei sharis. The Gemara cites a braisa which disagrees. Tanu be Bishmol, klei sharis boin mitrumas alishka. Bishmol says that klei sharis are purchased from the trumas alishka because the pasuk's wording she'er akesev implies izehu kesev sheyesh li shirayim heva imez trumas alishka. That klei sharis are purchased with kesev rishon, the initial kesev sheyesh bi shirayim, a fund that has a surplus. This refers to Trumas HaLishka, in which the Shiyari HaLishka, the remaining money of the Lishka, are a surplus. The Gemara then cites a Mishnah in which there is also a Machlokes Tanoim as to which funds paid for Klei Sharis. And the Gemara continues to discuss various funds and varying opinions regarding what they were used for. Let's summarize the various funds. Bedek HaBayis, the fund for the structural maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. As the Braisa states, Mizbeach HaOyla, Halashachis, Vazaris, Boin Mikotche Bedek HaBayis. Meister Bedek HaBayis, money left over from the maintenance fund. Trumas HaLishka, the separated Shkalim. The Shkalim of the current year were Nitram B'Shleisha Prakim, separated at three intervals from the Kupais, the containers, in the Lishka, the room designated for the Shkalim. These separated Shkalim are called Trumas HaLishka, and as the Braisa states, HaKateres B'chol Kabanis Tibur Boim Trumas HaLishka. Meiser HaTruma, the remainder of the separated Shkalim. After the year expired on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the remainder of the Trumas HaLishka is disqualified for Kabanis. The Gemara discusses several opinions regarding the usage of Meiser HaTruma. Shira HaLishka, the remaining Shkalim in the Lishka. The Shkalim that remained in the Lishka after Trumas HaLishka were initially designated for maintenance expenditures of Yerushalayim, as the Braisa states, Chema Seir Megdolei Seo V'chol Tzarcheir Boin Mishiyari HaLishka. Meiser Shiyari HaLishka, also called Meiser HaPeres. After these expenses were accomplished, Bishmol holds that the remainder of the Shiyari HaLishka was used to buy and sell supplies such as wine, oil, and flour, from which Hekdesh would profit. Bezeh v'zeh lo hayu moedim haperes. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina disagree with Rabbi Shmuel regarding mois haperes, because ein mistarka mishal Hekdesh. Hekdesh does not engage in business for profit, because ein aniyes b'mokam ashiris, meager practices are not used in a place of affluence. The Gemara adds, af loy b'shal aniyim. One is likewise prohibited to do business for profit with tzedakah funds because Dilma misrami lahu anya, v'lekele misvele. The funds might not be available when needed. Meiser nesachem. Some say this refers to beirutz emidus, the suppliers of flour, oil, and so on for the Beis HaMikdash. Meididim b'midim uburatzis are required to supply a heaping measurement, in which amakriven meichi b'midah, the kohen removed the excess amount. This excess amount is the meiser nesachem. Others say this refers to yukr bezula, when the suppliers of the flour, oil, and so on contracted at an established price for these goods, and the price changed. Hekdesh always has the advantage. For example, kibul b'arba, v'nisyakru mishalosh, misapik b'arba. When they set the price at 4 son per sela, and the price increased to 3 son per sela, the supplier must still deliver 4 son per sela. Kibul b'shalosh, v'huzlu mi'arba, misapik b'arba. When they set the price at 3 son per sela and the price decreased to 4 son per sela, the supplier must deliver at the new price of 4 son per sela. Hekdesh's profit from this initiative is called Meiser Nesachem. The Gemara discusses several opinions regarding the usage of Meiser Nesachem.